Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio Show, where we talk to people who are doing some really cool things in Grow Radio. Now, today I'm talking to one of my fab hosts. He is the host of the IT Smart Guy podcast. Good buddy of mine, got a lot of time for him, Tony Edwards. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, buddy?
Hi, Gary. I'm all good. Yourself?
I'm very good. Very good. All the better for speaking to you.
It's been too long, mate. It's almost been, what? When was the that conference? November. It's been like over 6 months since we last spoke to each other.
Jesus, it is, isn't it? That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So for the people who don't know who you are, just while I absorbed that fact, because it doesn't feel like 6 months, to be fair. Who are you? Who is Tony Edwards? What do you do? And how does what you do link into your podcast? Take it away, dude.
So, my name's Tony Edwards. I run a multi-award-winning IT support company called BitSmart Technology, based in Winchester in Hampshire. And we help small businesses with all things IT and cybersecurity. About a year, 18 months ago, I thought, there's lots of people out there doing IT-related podcasts, but they're all focusing on helping IT people get better at IT, not necessarily business people getting better with their IT. So I thought, screw it, let's start a podcast and bring some interesting people on and try and help people, try to educate people with things from a technology perspective so they can do some little things themselves.
I love it. And what I love about all of this is that we had conversations about you starting the podcast well before you started the actual podcast itself. And the one thing that I loved all the way through the conversations that we had and when you first launched it, and I've listened to loads of your episodes, is that you know your audience. You know who you're trying to, who you're talking to. Because I'm guessing these are people you probably talk to every day.
Yeah, it's Dave down the pub. It's Terry in the queue at Starbucks. It's just the general, essentially, it's the general public. Everybody needs and uses technology in some way, shape, or form. And the podcast is there really to educate people on what's going on within the tech space, because things change so rapidly. And that can have an effect not just on business people, but obviously people at home as well. And the reason I thought bring people on every so often is because that nobody wants to listen to me talk for half an hour to an hour on my own every single time. So it just breaks the cycle a little bit.
Like it. So just to repeat, the podcast is called the IT Smart Guy Podcast, the IT Smart Guy Podcast, even. And yes. It is a podcast, and the blurb on the actual poster is a tech-based podcast for the modern business owner. Now, you can listen to this podcast on all the major platforms, but also it's played on Grow Radio twice a week, once on a Monday at 6 p.m. and also on a Wednesday at 4 p.m. Now, at the time of recording, you're on episode 44, I believe, of the podcast. It might be 45 by the time this gets released, depending on kind of our schedules and stuff. That's a fair bit of kind of content there. Now, you've already mentioned that you're talking to people, you know, you're talking to Dave down the pub or Terry, you know, in Starbucks, that kind of thing. How is the show formatted? Have you, because I know you've got different sections which you like to kind of play around with. So let's talk about the actual show and how you've structured it.
Yeah, so it's kind of broken down into four elements, really. We start off with the news, so that's things that's happened within the industry, within the tech industry, but it's not just focusing on laptops and desktops and things like that. Sometimes it'll be about the telecoms industry or cyber attacks or other stuff like that. AI has been a big feature of a few episodes as well. So we talk about anywhere between two and three hot topics within the tech industry that have happened between each episode. So each episode goes out every other week because it's just me and my business, and I need time to run the business as well as run the podcast. So doing it fortnightly on the whole makes it easier to manage. But yeah, so news first, then we have either what I call the brain dump, which is a deep dive into a specific topic. So that could be top 10 reasons you need a password manager, information about the latest email authentication stuff that's come out of Google and Yahoo over the last couple of months. You know, we deep dive into one topic. But every so often, I throw in an interview instead. So I'll get an interesting person on, somebody like Gary or Paul Newton, Keith Blakemore Noble. Again, trying to think of guests that you've had on your show, Gary. You know, they've come onto mine as well, which has been great. And we get them on to talk about their business, not only their business journey, but how technology has enabled them or helped them achieve what they've achieved so far, and also look to the future as to how it can help them, what future things are coming in their industry that could help them grow as well. And then to finish the episodes off, we finish with a tip. Now, that either comes out of this noggin here, or more recently, I've been asking the interviewer for a tip, one thing that people within their industry should know or something like that. And then I'll take that and embellish it and try and turn it into a more general business tip.
Brilliant. And you've mentioned a couple of really good points, which I kind of want to narrow in on. The first point is that you mentioned about the frequency of your podcast and about doing it fortnightly just makes it a little bit easier for you. It's moving at such a pace at the moment. And it seems to me that it's moving quicker than ever. And that's only probably going to accelerate over time and time and time and time. In terms of finding the content for your show, how easy is it to find it? Because you're on episode 44. You've been doing it a fair while now. So how have you found the process of getting the information for the shows?
So news is easy. There's so much news out there about what's going on. And then I partner with a number of different providers who are global. They provide us with information and stuff on a regular basis as well. So it's, for the news, it's really, really easy. It's the deep dive stuff that's the harder stuff. But again, you can talk about password managers every six episodes and people won't necessarily notice because it's not an episodic podcast in the sense that episode one feeds into episode two, feeds into episode three. Each one could be listened to individually. I think I've talked about password managers in the deep dive brain dump sessions twice already, purely because they are important and people don't always listen to my, especially, some podcasts in order. So I thought, some things you can repeat, but it does get hard every now and again, which is why having the interviews makes it easier because it just gives you a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
So, if you're having a dry spell, you can pop an interview in instead.
You know what? And this is the thing that some people won't know about podcasts. You know, when you're doing a solo episode, you've got to be in the zone. You've got to be in the zone to be able to kind of record it because it's just you talking to whatever device you're recording it on. Whether that's video, whether that's just audio, it's just you and the recording device. And it can be quite a lonely experience, or it can be quite a liberating experience, depending on what mindset you're in at that time. But when you're talking to an interview, you're talking to someone, it does a couple of things to me. It makes me feel a bit more alive. So I might start off a bit ropey and I'll get better throughout the interview. Yeah. Unless I've done a couple on the bounce, which is great, and then I'm already warmed up. In an ideal world, that doesn't happen. In an ideal world, I'm warm straight away. But the reality is sometimes when you talk to someone, it takes a little while for you to kind of get your groove on. So that's one thing that happens. But also another thing is that you can bounce off the person, which you can't do when you're looking into a screen and audio. So for me, a mix of solo shows and interviews are a lovely balance because it means that you can kind of have the best of both worlds, and your deep dives are really good because you're dead right. People listen to podcasts in a number of different ways. And some people love to listen to from start to finish, as in episode one to episode the latest one. Some people like to dip in and out. And I know from personal experiences, you listen to a load of podcasts before you launch your own podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is that a benefit, do you think, of listening and having an extensive view of podcasting as a listener before launching your own podcast? Or did it kind of hinder you in any kind of way?
That's a good question. And it's a difficult one to answer because, you know, if you think back to when we had those conversations when I was pondering with the idea, mm-hmm. I'd listened to a few. I've been a guest on a few as well. That's a great way to get started in any sort of, in any podcast, is to go on, be a guest. That way you know what to expect. But I kind of had the format down, didn't I? I was like, this is how I want it to run based on what I listened to and how and what I thought might not only I thought would work, but it was a little bit different, especially to the podcasts that I'd been listening to, which were predominantly either full interview or maybe a little bit of news followed by an interview. Mm-hmm. So, and it's like, or you've just got those, yeah, round, or there's a couple of others that I've been listening to of late, which are more IT round table, which is great because you've got four or five people's opinions, but then they can just go off on major tangents, because again, like you said, bouncing off the room is great because you don't know what question is going to come up next necessarily, or where the conversation is going to take you. Whereas obviously with a solo, you're talking into a screen or a teleprompter or whatever, and generally you've got either notes or some sort of script that you're following, and it can be a little bit, hello, my name is Lara, you know.
Yeah, and the problem is you can hear it when you're listening to it. You can hear it when someone is reading, compared to when someone's just talking naturally. Are you deep diving a little bit into that? Are you a bullet point person or are you a full script? When you're doing a solo episode, how do you kind of plan it out?
Fully scripted. Everything's fully scripted on a teleprompter. So since the start of the podcast, I've done a bit more with video and YouTube as well to try and grow my presence there. And one of the first purchases I made after starting the YouTube stuff was a teleprompter, because I can't remember stuff. No. And, you know, there's so much stuff in here that if I try and remember something else as well, something majorly important might fall out. So it was like, let's just script stuff. Teleprompter. Yeah. Took me a few, the first few episodes were still a little bit like that. But, once you get used to it and you got everything set the way it needs to be set, you can pretty much newscast it as if, you know, you're on the BBC or whatever.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm nodding. I've never used a teleprompter, so I would love to kind of test one out. So I think that's going to be a little kind of testing kind of way. Yeah, something I will test out at some point. But for me, when I'm kind of planning out a solo episode, and I don't do them very often, but I do monthly workshops in the Grow Radio Hub, which effectively is a half hour kind of podcast or show where we kind of just deep dive into a particular topic. So the last one was all about storytelling and podcasting. And I've got my kind of main points that I want to cover. But I'm a bullet point kind of person. So I've got bullet points. Now I might have subcategories in those bullet points just to keep myself on track. Because I know it's going to be a half hour I'll be talking. You know, I've got a half hour to talk to. I might have 6 points. That's 5 minutes per point. Actually, no, it's 5 minutes per point because you want to start and finish as well. So you kind of know the timings as you kind of go along. And I normally use StreamYard to record all these and my solo shows. And when you're recording in that corner there, you've got the recording time. So you can. It's quite easy to keep on track and to keep going. I love the idea of panel shows, and I love the idea of actually doing one where we talk about loads of different ideas, but I think that's a different podcast for a different day compared to now. Let's not deviate anymore.
And they are fun, though.
They are.
And having multiple guests on a show is fun, except when it is Paul and Jesse and they take over.
Right, after this show, I'm going to talk to you about the idea that I've got, because Paul and Jesse would be cracking on that. Anyway, we digress. The IT Smart Guy podcast, you can check it out on all major podcast platforms. Check it out on YouTube, and all those links will be on the Grow Radio website. Just go to Explore Your Shows, click on the picture, Tony's nice face in a blue background, and then we can you can go from there. Have you got any kind of top tips for the listeners in terms of tech or podcasts that you just want to throw out there? Normally I'd do this about the podcast, but because we're talking about tech and the tech is so ingrained into your podcast, into your business, I mean, it's hard to separate it. So what top tips have you got to throw out there?
I'm going to give you three. First one, use multi-factor authentication on all of your accounts. You'll be using it on your online banking for sure, because that's you have to. You should be using it on your email. You should be using it on your social media. You should be using it on every critical account that you own. Yes, it's a little bit frustrating, but I'd rather be frustrated for 30 seconds trying to type in a 6-digit code than have all my data taken. Second one, password manager. 85-86% of data breaches come from human compromise. That's either human error, clicking a link in an email, or passwords, where they're reusing multiple passwords, the same password multiple times. Password manager alleviates that, gives you the opportunity to set a unique password for every single account, and you just have to remember one master password. In fact, it's a shame that this episode isn't going out today, because until 2:30 on my LinkedIn profile, there's a competition where people could win a year's subscription to a password manager. But hey, if this doesn't go out, which it won't, people have missed that opportunity, unfortunately. But
2:30 on the 24th of May.
Yes.
Okay.
But maybe Gary will put something out on LinkedIn for that.
Right. Okay. So you've set myself a challenge. I started to deviate away from your 3 points, but let's whack it out now. I'll whack it out in the next half hour. So it will, and we can blast it out. So it will be out. Can you extend it by maybe an hour?
The draw isn't until four, and it will be about four-ish. It's not confirmed exactly when the draw is.
Okay.
I've said that it will close at two, but yeah, I can extend it.
Right. Okay. It will be out as quick as I can. Right. Back to you.
Right. And tip number three, this one's more around podcasting. If you have the opportunity to guest on a podcast, don't think about it. Just do it. Because not only are you helping the podcast host or the podcast owner alleviate their brand, you're getting your name out there to their audience as well. And if you ever decide you want to start a podcast, speak to Gary. Doesn't know about podcasting isn't worth knowing. So yeah,
Too kind. And there's loads of cool people doing what I'm doing. So if you have got a connection who knows about podcasting, whether that's a podcast editor or just someone who's like Tony, who's had multiple episodes as a guest, as well as a host, just have a chat, because the more people you talk to about podcasting, the more you can glean. To throw a bit of love back on Tony, he did everything right when he launched a podcast. He was listening to podcasts when he started. So he knew what he liked and what he didn't like. So therefore, when he started it, he knew exactly what he wanted this podcast to be about and the different sections of how to do it. He's also got the technical skills to be able to do it as well. And he's also fitted it into his business as well. And he's chosen a frequency that means that he can keep up the episodes, rather than having only 6 episodes and then stopping it because he can't be bothered or he's run out of time. He's passionate about the topic that he's doing. He's in line with the latest news from that. He's got connections inside that business and talks to people who deal with different bits around it. You're doing everything right, dude. Everything right. So, you know, it's credit to you that you've got a solid listener base and people tune in, and also you deliver when you do. So thank you so much for being part of Grow Radio and providing that value to the listeners as well, because it's all down to you.
Pleasure, mate. Absolute pleasure.
Yes. So for anyone who wants to connect with you, and that's your podcast, obviously it's available on all major podcast platforms, YouTube, Grow Radio, all that jazz, but also want to find out a bit more about your business, connect with you on a personal level, how can they?
So find me on LinkedIn. There's lots of Tony Edwardses. Unfortunately, I'm not the really famous one that was on in Top Gun, but, you know, I'm the next one down. So, yeah, find me on LinkedIn, and bitsmart.tech is the website.
Simples. Absolutely simples. And one last point that I just want to throw out there, which we covered but we didn't cover, was all about key messages. And you mentioned about the password, password management a couple of times during this episode, and you said you've done a couple of deep dives about password management as well. They're key messages for a reason, folks. People, when we talk about key messaging in podcasting and in business in general, these are messages that we repeat day on day, week on week, in client calls, and as well as just in general conversations. So when Tony says that password management is really important, it's because it's really important. So please don't negate that. Don't think because you've seen password management thrown around a couple of times and you haven't done anything about it, it's not important. It really is. It really is. So heed Tony's advice. Listen to the podcasts that evolve, that basically go through the podcast. And if there's a topic that you want to listen to, listen to it. Is probably my advice. That's probably the best jumping on point for some of the episodes or the latest episode. Check that out, because that's just where you get the latest news. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, absolutely. Episode 10 is a good one for a rant about passwords. I literally do go mental on that one. My podcast does contain the occasional swear word, so don't listen to it around kids. I'll we'll put that in there as well.
That's fair. Good warning.
There have been, the episodes of late have been less sweary.
Cracking. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer because I know you're actually with a client at the moment, so I don't want you to get told off. So thank you so much for joining us today, folks, listening and watching. Tony, legend as always. Thank you so much for spending your time today talking to us. And for anyone who wants to connect with Tony, just do it. Just go on to it. Don't connect with a Top Gun, Tony Edwards. Click with that guy just there. Not behind me, that one just there. For the people who are actually watching. Thank you very much, everyone, and I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
If you would like your podcast to be on Grow Radio, get in touch today.